I. WOAI is an iHeartRadio.
Come on, Carrie.
No, thank you.
Motown Monday, the Joe Pags Show. Hopefully you're having a great day. We appreciate you. It's MLK Day in the United States of America, as well it should be. And we appreciate and honor the sacrifice and fight of Martin Luther King Jr. Died for a cause. Here's a guy that died for a cause. But you wonder, in this day and age, what do you know about Martin Luther King Jr.'s actions? What do you know about his goals? What was he trying to do? And it's an interesting question because there is a lot of confusion in this day and age about who Martin Luther King Jr. was. Martin Luther King Jr. was a true civil rights leader. There was not equal opportunity in this country. There wasn't when he started his marches, when he started his fight, when he started his struggle. The people today who are making millions of dollars and kneeling on the sidelines, I think, would be looked down upon by Martin Luther King Jr. I think that Martin Luther King Jr. would look at the presidency of Barack Obama and wonder why he was so divisive and separatist. I never once saw where Martin Luther King Jr. was trying to knock white people down in order to lift black people up. Martin Luther King Jr. and his life was not about helping black people. It wasn't. And it wasn't about being negative or attacking white people. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy is, and his fight was, when he lived only a short time, to bring equal opportunity to every American, for every American to enjoy the promises of the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers made specific promises about what freedom and liberty looked like, what a better land than they left looks like, about all men being created equal. The Founding Fathers meant that not for everyone, but we righted the ship and we did the smart thing as we progressed and grew as a country to make sure it did mean everyone. When you have some people that are 2/3 of a person or 3/5 of a person, when it comes to vote count or districts or so on, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't mean all men are created equal. Now, the word white doesn't appear in the Constitution or in the Declaration of Independence. So, I mean, it might have been assumed at that time because that was who was in control. But I'm gonna venture a guess and say it didn't mean that. It wasn't assumed because there were black people who were created equal and treated equal or equally. They owned slaves themselves. They had plantations themselves. They were representing people in our government until something happened. Something happened to where when the Civil War broke out, suddenly all black people were this and all white people were that. And it took 100 years after the Civil War for Martin Luther King and his voice and his vehemence and his strength to remind us of the promises. He talked about how the government wrote, and he said, the Negro, a check that was returned for non-sufficient funds. It was the same check that other Americans got, but they were able to cash it. He was just talking about all Americans getting the same ability to cash the check of freedom and liberty and equal opportunity. He didn't want certain groups to be above other groups, and that somehow makes up for what we lived through. That isn't what his goal was. That isn't what his marches were about. His marches were about, I just want us all to get the same opportunity. His marches were about, I just want us all to enjoy the same freedoms and liberties and not be encumbered by whatever our skin color or ethnicity or race or background is. We somehow in this day and age, and by we, I mean the Democrat Party and people like Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and the Congressional Black Caucus, which is ridiculous. They want us to believe that Martin Luther King Jr. was fighting for black people against the evil that is whiteness. And it's not true. He wanted whatever freedoms and liberties were afforded white people to also be afforded black people. He wanted there to be a real mission to achieve the founding fathers' ideology of equal opportunity for all men and women and children. He didn't want this separatist society that the Great Society created, that he didn't want the separatist society that Democrats in America have created. Let's put all the black people in the slums and all the in the projects. Let's put all the Hispanics in the slums and let's separate all that. Let's keep people out of this neighborhood and push people to the other neighborhood. Let's keep control on them. We'll give them some entitlements and maybe we can break up the family unit. Martin Luther King Jr. was not fighting for entitlements. He wasn't fighting for welfare. He wasn't fighting for food stamps. He was fighting for equal opportunity for all people. And the people, and he was right about this, he was speaking for that weren't getting the equal opportunity was what we then in this country called the Negro, black people. We now have to say African American. He wasn't fighting for them, though, against others in society. He was fighting for them just to get what was available in society. And for a long time, it wasn't. And he worked long and hard to achieve that. But this was a Christian man. And this was a guy who, by all accounts, if you read his writings, was a conservative man. Was he a Republican? I don't know. I never saw him say he was a Republican or Democrat, but, you know, by his actions, he was a conservative guy. He, I'm sure, was against abortion. He was for believing in a higher power, and he was for the unity of this country, making us stronger and as a whole people, helping us to move forward where everybody gets the same equal opportunity. And if that doesn't happen, let's fight for the people who aren't. We're not fighting for the people who aren't against the people who have it. We're fighting against a system that engendered that, and we've come a long way to fix that. There is no longer a lack of equal opportunity in this country. Are there people who start behind the starting line and aren't getting the equal opportunity to start at the starting line with everybody else? Yes. Can we continue to try to fix that? Yes, we can. But the people that are allegedly the new leaders, people who are those who are just political fighters, just people who are looking out for feigned made-up issues like Kaepernick and the like, they would not have been supported by a Martin Luther King Jr. Because he would have said, I'm sorry, you're making $14 million a year. What's your fight? So we commemorate, we remember, we honor Martin Luther King Jr. today. But make sure you're honoring what he really stood for and what he really did and what he died for. He died so that his children and their children and their children and their children would feel free to enjoy the freedom and liberty promised by the founders, and they could play with my kids or your kids and never be looked askance. Nobody to stare at them and go, well, what's that black kid doing with my white kid? No, none of that. He was working to get rid of that. And we could have been there by now. Barack Obama had the chance to really seal the deal, but instead he went the opposite way, divided more because he was hoping to keep political power, which is sick, to be honest with you. All right, before we hit a break and before we have Ilhan Wehrman, who's going to talk about DACA and that decision, he's a constitutional scholar, I have to go to AJ. AJ, I'm sorry, I only gave you about a minute. AJ?
Big Motown Joe. Hey, happy MLK Day, Big Daddy.
Back at you, sir.
I don't understand them idiots that Lewis and them guys that say they're not coming to the State of the Union. Now, you think Martin Luther King would have loved them doing that? That's not coming together.
And I bet he would have gone, too. I bet he would be there.
Big time. And that's showing who really are the divisive people in this world. And it would not have been happy what Barack Obama done to this country and the world, because that was not what Martin Luther King was fighting for. He was fighting for everybody. And I hope everybody teach their young kids that don't know nothing about him. But in our schools today, you know what they teach in Big Time Motown, bull crap. So it's up to us to keep preaching and doing like he did, preach the good of what real blood is. That's the blood of all human beings, everybody. Martin Luther King was a man of man. And dagnabbit, it's a shame that these idiot liberals got to go and try to do the opposite of what that man stood for.
Hey, AJ, you said is absolutely 100% right. He fought for all Americans. In fact, he was fighting for our country. He wanted America to be the country that the founding fathers envisioned. And the people that are allegedly fighting the fight today don't want this country at all. They hate it. And that's the big difference. I got to run here. We love you like a brother. Quick break. When we come back, Ilhan Wehrman, constitutional scholar, also author. He's got a lot to say about the DACA decision. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.